This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Toppers in the home white, trimmed in the orange. Toppers in orange lettering across the front. For St. Joe Ogden in the road maroon uniforms, trimmed in the Carolina blue with Spartans in blue lettering across the front. Matouche to jump for Hillsboro. Crow for St. Joe. And Sammy wins the tap. And the Toppers will get it to start. And the 2A third place game is underway here from Redbird Arena. Matouche on the right wing as St. Joe is man-to-man to start. Tester at the foul line. Dribble drive cut off. That pass is stripped away. St. Joe to the floor and a turnover to start for the Toppers as Tester lost her dribble and was looking for Sammy. But the Spartans had it cut off. Here's Crow for three. Back rimmed it. And the rebound is tapped around. Eventually picked up by St. Joe Ogden. Stripped away by Scroggins. It'll stay with the Spartans. The Topless pulled away from St. Joe Ogden in the second half. Hillsboro led late into the fourth quarter against Chicago Marshall. Dribble drive off the window. It's good for Taylor. And St. Joe Ogden on the board first. 40 seconds gone by. Third place game. Matouche leaves it off for Scroggins. Jay, top of the key, leads for Sammy. Matouche, a two-time first-team All-Stater. Right wing to Meyer. Here's Rupert. Bad pass, but somehow found its way to Tester. Claire attacks with the left-hand finish. Nice job, Claire Tester. As St. Joe quickly into the front court. Peyton Crowe, skip pass to Valley on the left wing. Top of the key it goes to Dukeman into the hands of McLean Taylor. Left wing with Dukeman finding Valley. That pass is thrown right to Kylie Meyer. First turnover on St. Joe Ogden into the hands of Jade Scroggins. Jade to the top of the key, leads for Sammy. Matouche keeps the bounce alive, turns the corner right side, attacks, and they're going to call it for travel. Contact there, but they're going to say the travel came first. Second turnover on Hillsboro. Here comes St. Joe. We are tied at 2, 6:25 for the opening quarter. Toppers come out man-to-man defense. They were in zone last night against the highly athletic Chicago Marshall Commandos. Hillsboro took it to them for the better part of 3.5 quarters. Now a hand check on Scroggins. That is Jade's first, team's first. Sideline trigger for St. Joe Ogden. Hannah Dukeman will throw it in, the 5'7 junior. Off to Bree Trimble. Quickly off to Taylor. She's being guarded by Meyer in the topper man-to-man. Left wing to Peyton Crow. She attacks, stripped on the way up, but it goes right to Valley underneath. Her putback won't go, and the rebound down to Tester. Claire has been so big on the inside on the glass for Hillsboro during this magical postseason ride. Sammy spins at the foul line, leaves for Scroggins. Jade, oh, nice hesitation bounce. Step back, long two, air ball, and the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Here comes McLean Taylor. Left-hand dribble into the front court, off to Valley. Between the circles now to Crow on the right wing with Dukeman. 5:35 for the opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Third place game for Class 2A. Off the baseline, Trimble too strong, and the rebound, though, picked up by Taylor. Hillsboro blocked out, but nobody went and got the basketball. Rupert with the rejection. Ball picked up off the floor. Toppers can't pick it up cleanly, and St. Joe Ogden has the ball back. Dukeman, left side of the key. Leaves it for Peyton Crow. Cut off by Meyer. She spins. Now has to kick it out to Taylor. 4-3. Left it short. Rebound, St. Joe Ogden. Crow's follow, no. And Matouche with the rebound. Hillsboro's going to have to do a better job on the boards. It was a problem for him last night against Marshall. A lot of offensive rebounds for Marshall last night. Tester catches middle. Floats it up way too strong. Off the foam on the other side of the backboard. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Long pass in the front court to Dukeman. Spins on Meyer. Layup, no. Tester fighting for the rebound and rips it away from Bree Trimble. Good start for Claire Tester. Scroggins racing into the front court. Now she's cut off with the free throw line extended. Here's Meyer in the corner. Rupert. Aubrey for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Bit of a ragged start here for the Toppers. Tied at 2, 4:25 for the first quarter. Oh, nice. Find it. Trimble off the window. It's good. Assist to Taylor. Hillsboro lost sight of Bree Trimble that time. 4-2 St. Joe Ogden. Hillsboro has to find that energy. Got to put last night behind you and bring it here in the third place game. In the corner with Kylie Meyer. Back to Matouche. Sammy being guarded by Taylor. Here's Scroggins. leaves for Meyer. Kylie had trouble with the catch, but Tester right there to save the possession. In the corner with Jade Scroggins. Feeds the post to Sammy. Matouche off the window. It's good. First bucket for Matouche. 15 points away from 900 for the season. Crow right back at you. Missed it, and the rebound down to Tester. She leaves it off for Sammy. Matouche passes in the front court to Meyer. Kylie. Return pass to Matouche. Sammy. Left block off the window. Too strong. Matouche gets the rebound right back to her. Floats it up. Count it, and the foul for Sammy. The first shot was off the mark, but it went right back to her, and as she went to the right block, falling down, she was hit, and she'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And we have the under-five media timeout. 3:25 for the opening quarter in the 2A third-place game. Hillsboro 6, St. Joe Ogden 4. We're back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Redbird Arena. Hillsboro leading 6-4 for St. Joe Ogden. Sammy Matouche has a free throw coming after she was fouled and got the bucket. At halftime of the game here tonight, the 1999 Nokomis State champions will be honored at the floor. Hard to believe it's been 20 years since Nokomis went back-to-back. Beat Carrollton in 1999 in overtime. Matouche, toss, good. 5 early points for Sammy Matouche and a 7-4 topper lead. St. Joe Ogden, Crow, 3 for the tie, got it. Wide open out of the right corner, Peyton Crow puts it down. As Rupert has it on the left wing. Back to Scroggins. Jade, dribble drive, bounce pass to Meyer. Kylie on the right wing. Return pass to Jade in the corner. Tied at 7, 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Sammy, top of the key, feeds Tester in the high post. And a bad pass. As Matouche was cutting towards the corner, and Claire's pass sailed out towards the foul line extended area. Third turnover on Hillsboro. St. Joe Ogden takes their time into the front court as McLean Taylor across the timeline. These are for Katie Kramer, who's checked in for the Spartans. She's a 5'4 junior. Down low to Trimble, right block off the window. It's good. 4 points for Bree Trimble, and it's 9-7 St. Joe Ogden. Jade Scroggins leaves it for Meyer. Trouble with the catch and turned it over. That was just an unforced error there. She took her eyes off the ball. Long outlet to Taylor. Stripped by Matouche. Picked up off the floor by Meyer. Here comes Sammy Matouche across the timeline. Top of the key. Gets a screen from Scroggins. Now a bounce pass to Jade. Off to Meyer, right wing in the corner to Rupert. Aubrey into the hands of Jade. Scroggins to the top of the key. She wants the three. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Trimble leaves it off for McLean Taylor. On the left wing with Kramer. Down on the block to Peyton Jacob. Here's Trimble. One dribble pull-up, missed it. And the rebound off of Matouche. It'll stay with St. Joe Ogden. First substitution for the Toppers. Emily Reynolds will check in, replacing Claire Tester. McLean Taylor is out for St. Joe Ogden. And it looks like Hannah Dukeman has returned for the Spartans. Minute 51, first quarter. Here's a corner three ball, no good. And the rebound off the floor, picked back up by Crow. Attacks and soft touch won't go. Tipped around. St. Joe has it again. Another offensive rebound for Jacob. In the corner goes to Dukeman. Trimble. Left-hand layup good for Bree Trimble. Hillsboro's had trouble on the defensive boards here this weekend at Redbird Arena. 11-7 St. Joe Ogden. 85 seconds first quarter. Their first shot defense has been very good. Matouche on the attack, stripped on the way up, off of Sammy's leg, out of bounds. Fifth Hillsboro turnover. Taylor Barnes will check in for St. Joe Ogden. She's a 5'8 junior. She'll replace Peyton Crow. 7 unanswered here for St. Joe Ogden. They lead 11-7. Dukeman into the front court, met by Scroggins in the top or half court man-to-man. To the hands of Barnes. Matouche went for the steal, almost got it. That leaves Trimble alone, and she hits it. Bree Trimble along two out of the left corner. She has 8 first quarter points, an early 6-point lead for St. Joe Ogden, 13-7. Meyer finds Rupert, and Aubrey lost it out of bounds. 6 opening quarter turnovers for Hillsboro. Nakia Harston going to check in for the Toppers, replacing Aubrey Rupert. 53.6 seconds for quarter number one. Full court pressure now from Hillsboro. In the backcourt, ball is taken away. Now it's going to be tied up, and St. Joe will keep it on the arrow. Hillsboro has a nice full court press. They weren't able to utilize it last night against Chicago Marshall with the speed, quickness, and athleticism of the Commandos. Bree Trimble will get a breather for St. Joe Ogden. Now McLean Taylor back on the floor. Toppers again showing the full court pressure. Taylor, that pass is tipped by Matouche, picked up by Reynolds, back to Sammy, layup good. 7 first quarter points for Matouche, and the clock running. 40 seconds for the quarter. Oh, Toppers lost sight behind the play. Wide open layup is good for Taylor Barnes. Everybody was up in the backcourt for the Toppers, and St. Joe went over the top. 15-9 St. Joe Ogden. 25 seconds for the first quarter of our 2A third place game. Sammy attacks, yes, for Matouche. 9 first quarter points for Sammy. The lead is 4 for St. Joe Ogden, and now the Spartans can hold for the final shot. Taylor across the timeline. Leaves it for Kramer in the corner. Oh, Harston jarred it loose off of Kramer. No. Right in front of the Topper student section. They disagree. And I think it probably was off of St. Joe Ogden, but the call didn't go the Topper's way. 7 seconds for the quarter. Hannah Dukeman will throw it in on the baseline. Dukeman gets it in on the curl. Crow underneath Dukeman. Layup good with 3 seconds. Dukeman's first bucket. Toppers get it in, and that's the quarter. After 8 minutes in the 2A third-place game, it is St. Joe Ogden 17, Hillsboro 11. We're back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Redbird Arena. Hillsboro trailing by 6 as we get set to start the second quarter. The Hillsboro fans on the other side of the gym tonight. Last night when Hillsboro was the road team, all the Topper fans were right behind the Topper bench. Tonight, Hillsboro, the home team on the other bench, but the Hillsboro fans are across the court behind our broadcast position here. And that last call at the end of the quarter was right in front of the Hillsboro student section, and they let the official know that they did not agree with the call that was made. And it ended up costing Hillsboro 2 points. Toppers were sloppy in the first quarter. 6 turnovers in the opening quarter for Hillsboro. St. Joe Ogden turned it over just twice. 8 points for Bree Trimble. Sammy Matouche leads all scorers in the ballgame with 9. 9 of the 11 for Hillsboro belong to Matouche. Claire Tester with the other bucket. That was actually the first bucket. So Sammy scored the last 9 points of the quarter for Hillsboro. They didn't trail last night until the fourth quarter. The first quarter here tonight was back and forth. Biggest lead of the night for St. Joe Ogden right now at 6. Toppers will get the basketball to start the second quarter. On the floor, you have Meyer, Scroggins, Harston, Reynolds, and Matouche. A lot of the T-Town folks starting to file in as they get set for their rematch with Chicago Marshall in the 2A title game tonight. Toppers will get their trophy and medals at the conclusion of the championship game. They don't do that at halftime of the title game anymore. Then the welcome home celebration tomorrow, 1:30. At the junior high in Hillsboro. Matouche handling out front, leaves it for Meyer on the left wing. She will put it on the floor, bring it top of the key, bounce pass to Sammy. Matouche goes behind the back, step back three. That's a tough shot, left it short. Rebound tapped around, right back to Matouche. Finds Reynolds, Emily attacks, left it short. And on the rebound, it's jarred loose by Reynolds, picked up by Harston, and she's got free throws, almost an and one for Nakaya. Third turnover on St. Joe Ogden, as we'll see if Hillsboro can pick up their energy a little bit here in the second quarter. The foul on St. Joe is their second. The foul goes on Taylor, her second free throw good for Harston. Substitution for St. Joe Ogden. Katie Kramer will check in, replacing Hannah Dukeman. Actually, the foul was on Dukeman. She has 2. Second free throw for the sophomore, Harston. Off the heel, hits the rim a second time, and the rebound going to be brought down by St. Joe Ogden in traffic. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Ball tipped away. Now Crow, we're going to get a block on Reynolds. Yep, she didn't get there quite in time. That'll be the first on Emily, second on the Toppers. Close, but just a little bit behind the play was Reynolds. 17-12, St. Joe Ogden leading Hillsboro, 7-14 for the first half here in the 2A third-place game. The 1999 Nokomis State Champions will be honored at halftime. That'll be a neat moment. And it's just really cool that another Montgomery County school is playing in the game they're being honored at the half of. Only way it could have been better if Hillsborough was playing in the championship game, which they were oh so close to doing last night. Dribble drive baseline. The layup goes down for Peyton Crow off the left side. She has five, and the lead is seven for St. Joe Ogden. Sammy into the front court. High post to Harston. Nakia finds Emily Reynolds off to Jade Scroggins. Bounce pass on the baseline. Matouche spins, floats it up and in. Sammy Matouche has 11. She is now six away for 900 for the season. End of the night with 2,852 career points. She's going to wind up 12th on the all-time list unless she goes absolutely nuts tonight. She needed 50 coming into the weekend to get that mark. She had 16 last night. 19-14, St. Joe Ogden leads, 6:05 for the first half. Crow leaves it in the corner for Kramer. She had trouble with the catch. Scroggins all over. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it. Comes sliding right in front of our broadcast position. Bree Trimble shot, no. Rebound belongs to St. Joe Ogden and Kramer. And Scroggins got caught on the wrong side right there. She had position, but then the long rebound put the Spartans in rebounding position. There's Crow, took an extra step, got away with it on the block out. Reynolds, now the ball's tipped away, picked up by St. Joe Ogden. We play on. Crow drives baseline, met by Harston, blocked. Blocked again, out of bounds off of St. Joe Ogden. That's the thing, once you get to the state tournament, and I'm a fan of this, is the officials let them play. I wish that was more of the norm throughout the regular year. But you get into the postseason, especially the deeper in the playoffs you go, they let you play. Matouche wheels around, left it short from the heart of the lane, and the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Into the hands of Peyton Crow across the timeline. Ball is stripped away, and they're going to call Crow for the carry. Palming violation on Crow, fourth turnover on St. Joe Ogden, and Aubrey Rupert will return for Hillsborough, replacing Emily Reynolds. A five-point lead for St. Joe Ogden, 19-14, 5:15. For the first half. First whistle under 5 minutes. We'll have a media timeout. Scroggins works right side. Longer timeouts here at the state tournament. Which should, oh, that pass by Matouche is tipped and stolen by Taylor. Then Scroggins comes back and ties Taylor up and deflects it out, and it'll stay with St. Joe Ogden. And with 4:57 to play in the first half, we're going to have a timeout on the floor. It is St. Joe Ogden 19, Hillsborough 14. You're listening to the Class 2A third place game on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Redbird Arena on WSMI FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Hillsborough's turned it over seven times here in the first half, coming off of a second half last night where they turned it over 13 times. A five-point lead for St. Joe Ogden. Baseline out of bounds for the Spartans. Kramer looking. Oh, finds Crow, and she got around the toppers on the baseline, and Peyton lays it up and in. She has seven. That was really good movement by Peyton Crow. 21-14, Spartans lead. Toppers have the ball. Scroggins out between the circles. Jade, top of the key to Harston. Nakia feeds the middle of the lane to Sammy. She's triple-teamed, gives it right back to Harston, now to Scroggins. Meyer left alone for three. No. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Into the hands of McLean Taylor. Taylor with the left-hand dribble comes into the front court. Leaves it for Kramer. Guarded by Scroggins. Jade moves her feet nicely. Right wing with Bree Trimble. Into the hands of Peyton Valley. Crow wants the two. Left it short. Goes over the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. And it'll belong to Hillsborough. Claire Tester back in for the toppers, replacing Nakia Harston. For St. Joe Ogden, returning Hannah Dukeman and Peyton Jacob. Jacob's just a freshman at 5'9". Jade Scroggins will bring it across midcourt for Hillsborough as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. Jade gets a ball screen from Rupert, now Aubrey. Dribble handoff, left it at the feet of Sammy, but Matouche able to corral. Into the hands of Meyer, off to Scroggins' right wing. Jade, left wing to Aubrey. Rupert bounced it once, right back to Scroggins. Jade being guarded by Katie Kramer. Right side of the key to Matouche. Bad pass. Looking for Tester. Deflected out. They'll stay with Hillsborough. 3:44 first half. Coming up at the half, the 1999 Nokomis state champions will be honored here at Redbird Arena. Aubrey Rupert throws in on the sideline. Gets it in to Meyer near side. Between the circles to Jade Scroggins. Scroggins picks up the dribble in the corner. It goes to Rupert. Aubrey, she picked up the bounce. Now back to Scroggins. Not good spacing there. Scroggins and Meyer in the same area. Aubrey didn't catch it cleanly. Now feeds the post to Tester. Off to Matouche. Sammy draws a crowd as usual. Leaves for Scroggins. Jade, bounce pass. Meyer in the left corner. Off to Rupert. Aubrey gives to Meyer. Kylie at the foul line. Bounce pass to Matouche. Sammy spins on her defender. Tough shot. And she got it to go with a soft touch. A baker's dozen for Matouche. 21-16, St. Joe Ogden leading. 3 minutes, first half. Triple shot is rejected by Matouche on the three-point try off the right wing. The good old-fashioned munch. Here comes Sammy. Leaves for Meyer in the corner. Skip pass to Rupert. Aubrey for three. Yes, for Aubrey Rupert. Aubrey's first bucket, and the Toppers within two, 21-19, 2:40 for the first half of play. Trimble on the left wing. She holds the basketball, now puts it on the floor into the hands of McLean Taylor. Taylor, beyond the college three-point line, leaves off for Trimble. And St. Joe Ogden wants a timeout. 2:29 for the first half. St. Joe Ogden 21, Hillsborough 19. Back to Redbird Arena and the 2A third-place game following these messages on WSMI. 21-19, St. Joe Ogden leading Hillsborough. 2:29 for the first half. Spartans have it in the front court. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it. Crow attacks off the window. It's good. Once Sammy didn't get the steal, Crow had a clear path to the basket. Four-point lead for St. Joe Ogden. Scroggins into the front court. Gets to the left block, kicks in the corner to Kylie Meyer. Long bounce pass for Kylie. Bad pass, turned over. Eight turnover on the Toppers. A long bounce pass across the head of the key. She threw it away from Sammy. Eight turnovers for the Toppers in the first half. Six of them were in that opening quarter. Out front with McLean Taylor. Into the hands of Trimble out near midcourt. She's being guarded by Matouche. Two ball staters. Here's Taylor Barnes. She's a 5'8 junior. Off on the left wing to Kramer. To Crow, right side of the key. Down low to Trimble. Off the window, it's good for Bree Trimble. She has 10. And the lead is back to 6. Four quick points for St. Joe Ogden after the timeout when Hillsborough got within two. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire kicks to Meyer. Kylie, return pass to Claire. Back to Meyer in the corner to Scroggins. Jade Scroggins across the floor to Rupert. Aubrey finds Jade on the left wing. Scroggins keeps the dribble alive across the floor to Meyer. Top of the key to Aubrey. Rupert puts it on the deck. Back to Meyer. Here's Scroggins. 80 seconds for the first half. Jade works left side. Turns the corner. Cut off. Skip pass. Meyer open for three. Left it short. She was beyond the college line. Rebound ripped away by Bree Trimble. Here comes St. Joe Ogden. McLean Taylor into the front court. Final minute, first half. Peyton Crow, little head fake on the three. Now in the right corner goes Trimble. She wants the triple. Yes, for Bree Trimble. 13 for Bree Trimble. And it's 28-19, biggest lead of the night for St. Joe Ogden. Scroggins on the right side of the key. Jade on the left wing to Kylie Meyer. Sammy has 13 of Hillsborough's 19 across the floor to Rupert. Aubrey for three. Missed it. Hit the rim an extra time, and it's going to be off of St. Joe Ogden and stay with Hillsborough with 34.4 seconds for the first half. Baseline out of bounds for Matouche. Sammy gets it top of the key to Scroggins. Return pass to Sammy. Taylor almost knocked that away. Scroggins to Meyer. Back to Jade. 27 seconds for the half. They lob down to Tester. Ill-advised. Turned over. Ninth. Topper turnover. In the backcourt, McLean Taylor. Into the front court with Trimble. Nice ball fake. Cut off the baseline. Stripped away by Rupert, but Trimble gets it back. Leaves it for Taylor. 12 seconds for the half. Toppers need to stop here. Down by nine. Taylor on the right wing. Skip past the Crow. Threw it away with 3.7 seconds for quarter number two. Fifth turnover on St. Joe Ogden. As that ball gets away, it was over to the Topper bench, deflected off of a chair, I think, and rolled into the back court. So Aubrey Rupert had to go chase it down. Hillsborough will have 3.7 Second stop right with. In the backcourt, Meyer gets it in to Matouche. Sammy with two. Baseball heat from beyond midcourt. Almost went down for Matouche just off the right side of the rim. Halftime of our 2A third place game. It is St. Joe Ogden 28, Hillsboro 19. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Redbird Arena, joined by Kyle Hirschelman of the Journal News. And Kay Hirsch, that was a neat moment right here at halftime as the 1999 Nokomis State champions were recognized.
Yeah, that's a group that, like I said, if they would have had Molly or Jess Huff out there, I probably still would have taken them 5-on-5 just about anybody in the state. So.
And that was, of course, their second championship. And, you know, it's hard to win one. It's really hard to win two in a row.
Yeah, especially since they're gunning for you. But they were battle-tested. A friend of mine is married to one of the girls from that team, and they played Marshall John A. Logan in a shootout held with them whenever Marshall was the Class 2A champ and they were the Class 1A champ from the year before. So,
and of course, last night Hillsboro hung with Marshall being the defending 2A champ. And that was a game last night, Kyle, where that's about as tough of a loss as you can have when you factor in the circumstance. State semifinal, you lead for 28 minutes, never trail until the fourth quarter. And when that happens, it's just hard to get up for a third place game.
Yeah, absolutely. In a way, it's kind of poetic if they were going to lose that way, because they've had that happen with Southwestern and Greenville. You know, that they had kind of come back. They had the opportunity to come back, and unfortunately, it just didn't work out for them this time. Brett's a good coach, and I think he'll have them ready to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, there's just a lot of turnovers in the first half, 9 of them overall. 6 of them came in the first quarter, but it's been the Sammy Matouche show, as it has been really the better part of her high school career.
Yeah, she's just a phenomenal player. She's, and she's really added the ability to create her shot, that little mid-range jumper, and she's dangerous from any part on the floor. You know, I think you saw it yesterday a lot in the first half, especially whenever they tried to match up somebody smaller, she'd post them up and have some success. And if they put somebody a little bit slower, a little bit bigger on her, she'd be able to take them out behind the three-point line and get points that way. So that's been kind of the story this entire year, just a remarkable season for her and a remarkable career.
If she gets 4 points in the second half, she'll wind up with 900 for the season.
That's pretty impressive.
That works.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure I could play 900 years and get 900 points. So, she's – you know, and wherever she decides to go on and play college, she's it's going to be a good they're going to get one heck of a ball player. It's got to be tough for her knowing that this is her final game, but you've seen out there on the court that she's going full bore at it.
And that's the neat thing about when you make it to the state tournament, you know when your final game's going to be. A lot of kids, it just happens, they don't know it. But Hillsboro able to prepare and know coming up here, we know our last game is going to be Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, for this senior class, I haven't looked at the numbers, but they're going to be, hard-pressed to find a group of five girls that have had more wins as a program than these five have. And it's been a really good, they've been a fun group to cover. I remember watching them in the IESA state tournament as seventh graders, and that doesn't always translate. I think this year, I think they've been able to show that success, really has carried on. So.
And I've told Sammy earlier this year, and I mentioned to her again last night, she had so many expectations heaped on her coming in as a freshman, so much hype surrounding her career. She lived up to all of it.
Yeah, it's one of those deals that, it's like, you can't – there's no way that she can be as good as advertised, and she is. I think she's, my list of Montgomery County girls basketball players, she's definitely in my top five with Venetia Waterman, who was on that 99 team, Molly McDowell, who was on that 99 team, and Abby Brockmeyer, who's now at SIU.
You talked about if Molly was here, if Venetia was here, you might still take them. Now, you can take a starting five of an all-time Montgomery County team, put it up against any county in the state, and I will take my chances.
Yeah. I mean, we got, we have somebody in the top 20 in scoring. We have a former Miss Basketball. We have the Missouri Valley Conference Freshman of the Year. That's not a bad group.
It'll work.
I would say anybody that wants to go, I might exclude Chicago. They've had a few decent ones. Anything south of I-80, I think we got a pretty good shot with.
Okay, Hirsch, thanks for a few minutes of your time, sir.
Appreciate it, Tim.
Kyle Hirschman of the Journal News joining us here at halftime as we are just about set for the start of the third quarter here of our 2A third place game. Hillsborough finds themselves trailing 28-19 here tonight. Matush in the first half, 13 of the Toppers' points, 2 points for Claire Tester, 1 point for Nakaya Harston, 3 points for Aubrey Rupert. For St. Joe Ogden, Bree Trimble led the way with 13, 9 for Peyton Crow, 2 apiece for Taylor Barnes, Hannah Dukeman, and McLean Taylor. Hillsborough, 9 turnovers to St. Joe Ogden's 5 in the first half. Hillsborough has to take better care of the basketball here in the second quarter. And for these Toppers, the seniors, this is it. 2 quarters left in your high school careers. Let it all hang out and let the chips fall where they may. On the floor, they will have their original first five with Scroggins, Meyer, Rupert, Matush, all seniors, and the sophomore, Claire Tester. The championship game coming up next is going to be a heck of a ball game between Chicago Marshall and Totopolis. They met in the state semifinals last year and went double overtime, and Marshall beat T-Town by 3. We'll see if Totopolis can get their revenge or if Chicago Marshall will go back-to-back. Sheridan Lyrilla keeping it light on the bench over there. She's got a towel doing a little bit of dancing, trying to get the Toppers that are going to be on the floor here to start the third quarter. Just kind of smile a little bit and relax. Got to have fun in this situation. You don't want to look back years from now and think, I should have enjoyed myself more. It's been a fun several days for the Toppers here in Bloomington Normal. They got here on Thursday, and it's been a whirlwind situation since. St. Joe Ogden gets the basketball to start the third quarter. Toppers come out zone into the hands of McLean Taylor. Top of the key to Peyton Crow. Back to Taylor, middle of the lane to Valley. That is stripped by Scroggins. Tested to the floor and will get a jump ball arrow to Hillsborough. 6th St. Joe Ogden turnover. That zone stymied Chicago Marshall last night through that first half. A Marshall team that scored 90-plus points 3 times this year was held to 14 in the first half last night. Here's Scroggins, top of the key to Tester. Down to Rupert, all alone. Now St. Joe recovers, and Rupert left it short. Good recovery defense that time from Bree Trimble. Got to have those buckets. Trailing by 9. 7:25 to play, third quarter. Between the circles with McLean Taylor on the right wing to Crow. Here's Trimble, elbow jump shot, yes, for Bree Trimble. She has 15 points. Biggest lead of the night for St. Joe Ogden at 11, 30-19. The trophy presentation will follow the state championship game, no longer at halftime of the title game. Scroggins, bounce pass to Rupert, deflected off of St. Joe Ogden's Trimble. It'll stay with Hillsborough. Right in front of the Topper student section, Hillsborough will throw it in. Kylie Meyer on the baseline. Looking, will lob it out to Matush. Sammy, between the circles, works right side. Oh, stripped away. Nice defense by St. Joe Ogden. 10th turnover on the Toppers. Here comes St. Joe Ogden into the front court, across the floor to Crow. Finds a slashing Taylor off the window. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. It belongs to St. Joe Ogden. 3-ball is off the heel. Too strong for Duke. Another rebound. Trimble, count it, and the foul. 17 for Bree Trimble. Hillsborough continuing to have trouble on the boards here at Redbird Arena this weekend. 32-19, St. Joe Ogden. Toppers let it all hang out last night against Chicago Marshall. Free throw for Trimble, good. St. Joe got handled by T-Town in the second half. So it wasn't a crushing defeat like Hillsborough suffered in their semifinal loss. Scroggins pivots around, leaves for Rupert. Meyer back to Aubrey. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire, double dribble. 11th turnover on the Toppers. Things not going Hillsboro's way here tonight. Down 33-19, 6:20 for the third. Here comes McLean Taylor across the timeline. Hillsboro back man-to-man now. Meyer on Taylor on the right wing with Peyton Crow. Crow high above her head and surveys. Matouche went for the steal, didn't get it on Trimble. Into the hands of Taylor. Top of the key to Peyton Crow. Gets past Tester, stripped by Matouche. And here comes Sammy. She will slow it up now on the seventh St. Joe Ogden turnover. Matouche almost had it poked away from behind. She maintains possession. High post to Tester. Off to Scroggins. Meyer. Ball fakes the three. Dribbles across the head of the key. In the left corner to Rupert. Aubrey Rupert leads it for Scroggins. Jade. Back to Aubrey. 4-3. Left it short. Follows her shot, but she can't get the rebound. That belongs to Taylor. Now St. Joe Ogden running. Outlet pass to Trimble. Led her a little bit too far to Taylor. She has a path to the basket cut off by Tester. Leaves it back for Trimble. Three has to track it down out near midcourt. 5:20, third quarter. 33-19. St. Joe Ogden leading. Toppers haven't scored at the quarter. Out front with Dukeman. On the left wing with Crow on the curl. Kicks it to Valley in the right corner. She'll bring it top of the key to McLean Taylor. She wants the three. Rattled it down. McLean Taylor with five, and it's 36-19. Toppers in a peck of trouble now. Next whistle will give us our under-five media timeout. Sammy into the front court. Matouche on the bounce. Kicks out. Was it tipped? Yes, it'll stay with the Toppers, and we'll have our media timeout. 4:45 for the third quarter. St. Joe Ogden 36, Hillsboro 19. This is the Class 2A third-place game on WSMI. Back here at Redbird Arena, Hillsboro down 36-19. They trailed 28-19 at the half. And in that first half, Sammy Matouche was 6 of 9 from the floor. All other toppers just 2 out of 10. It's been a rough go here tonight for Hillsboro on both ends, really not shooting the ball well. 11 turnovers as well, and they are getting out-rebounded in a big, big way. It was 17-11 in the first half, but it felt like a wider margin than that, as St. Joe Ogden had 9 offensive rebounds in the first half, and that was a big problem for Hillsboro last night as well. Cannot give good teams second and third opportunities. Scroggins, that entry pass is tipped out of bounds by Dukeman. It'll stay with Hillsboro. St. Joe Ogden really denied hard on that inbounds. Meyer gets it away to Jade Scroggins. Jade comes into the front court. Kicks in the corner to Meyer. Down to Matouche. Sammy kicks out to Scroggins. Jade thought about the three. That pass is kicked as she was looking for the re-entry to Matouche. It'll be out of bounds on the sideline. Free throw line extended for Hillsboro. They're down by 17 all of a sudden. Scroggins on the right wing. Jade feeds the block to Sammy. Matouche off the window. It's good. 15 for Sammy Matouche. 2 points away for 900 for the season. 36-21 to the Toppers. Mount a big comeback here and take home third place. That's a travel. Got away with it. Did Dukeman, as Scroggins got her hand in on the basketball and forced that little extra step. Dukeman on the left wing. Gets a screen. Top of the key to Valley. On the right wing with Peyton Crow. She wants to drive baseline. Gets past Macy Blankenship and a block on Macy. That'll be her first, team's first of the half. 4:03 for the third quarter. 36-21, St. Joe Ogden. Peyton Jacob returns for the Spartans. Also, McLean Taylor back on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for St. Joe Ogden. They're in the road maroon uniforms, trimmed in the Carolina blue for Hillsboro in the home whites. Rupert with the block, but they're going to get her on the foul. Free throws for Katie Kramer. First on Aubrey, second on the team. And it comes at the 4:02 mark of the third quarter. 36-21. St. Joe Ogden with the lead and free throws. The 5'4 junior Kramer. First toss is good. First point for Katie Kramer. Makes it 37-21. Toppers trailed by 6 after 1. Down by 9 at the half. That free throw good. They're down by 17 right now. Midway through quarter number 3. Rupert, left wing. Leaves it for Meyer. Top of the key to Scroggins. Jade, hesitation dribble, kicks to Kylie. Meyer, Blankenship, down to Matouche. Tough catch. Sammy attacks off the window, rattled out. And the rebound off of St. Joe Ogden, and Bree Trimble. It'll stay with the Toppers. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsborough. Kylie Meyer to throw it in. Meyer looking. Will find. She needs to get it in, and she will lob it out to Matouche near midcourt. Return pass to Kylie. Lob down to Blankenship. Kicks to Scroggins. 16-footer for Jade. Short. Rebound. And on the rebound, a foul as Rupert, I think, got to the basketball and drew the foul. Foul on Katie Kramer, her first. Hillsborough struggled shooting the basketball last night, and they are struggling tonight as well. Scroggins needs to get it in. She will find Meyer. Return pass to Jade in the left corner. Dumps it down to Blankenship. Nice catch off the window. It's good for Macy. Blankenship's first bucket. 38-23. St. Joe Ogden leads. They have the ball. 3:20 to play third quarter. Into the hands of Taylor. Being guarded by Kylie Meyer in the Hillsborough man-to-man. On the left wing with Hannah Dukeman. Dukeman comes back top of the key. Needs it for Jacob. She picked up the dribble. Needs some assistance. Leaves it for Taylor now. Now a screen set by Jacob. All the way to the rim and a foul on Hillsborough. Two free throws for St. Joe Ogden. It'll send McLean Taylor to the charity stripe. They'll get Kylie Meyer on the personal. That is Kylie's first. Free throw rattles out. That's already the fourth team foul of the half on Hillsborough. Substitution for St. Joe Ogden. Sees Peyton Crow checking in, replacing Hannah Dukeman. A 15-point deficit for the Toppers here. 3:01 third quarter. Second free throw for Taylor is good. She gets one out of two. 6 points on the night for Taylor. 39-23. St. Joe Ogden with the lead. Here comes Hillsborough into the front court with Scroggins. Works right side. Looking for Matouche, top of the key. Sammy, hard dribble left, pulls up, blocked, and is picked up underneath by Bree Trimble. Here comes McLean Taylor. Taylor down the right side of the floor, crosses over middle, all the way to the rim, layup good with the left hand, strong drive. McLean Taylor, 41-23, biggest lead of the night for St. Joe Ogden. An 18-point deficit for the Toppers. Scroggins turns the corner, cut off. Here's Meyer, top of the key. Leaves it for Matouche, left side of the key. Sammy brings it across, right side of the floor, turns the corner, tough shot, missed it. Rebound is picked up by St. Joe Ogden. Outlet pass almost got away, but it finds its way to Peyton Crow. Crow dumps it down, Trimble off the window, it's good. 20 for Bree Trimble, and the Toppers are down by 20. 43-23, 2 minutes for the third quarter. Just not Hillsborough's night here in this third place game. Scroggins back to Meyer. Kylie, return pass to Jade. Scroggins, top of the key. To Rupert in the left corner, back to Scroggins. Jade finds Blankenship, top of the key. Oh, bad pass, turned over. Through right to Bree Trimble. Trimble the other way, stripped by Scroggins, off of Trimble, out of bounds. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Second time Jade has done that tonight. Great hustle by Scroggins. Matouche is going to check out for the first time this weekend. She'll get a quick breather. Nakia Harston is in, along with Emily Reynolds. Rupert will also come out. 93 seconds for the third quarter. Jade Scroggins will come into the front court. St. Joe Ogden in man-to-man defense. Blankenship, left side of the key. Macy, down low to Harston. Nakia, one dribble off the window, way too strong. Rebound tipped around, picked up by St. Joe Ogden and Taylor Barnes. 70 seconds, third quarter. Trimble left alone for three, missed it. And the rebound to St. Joe Ogden. That's Valley. Kicks out to Taylor. Check it with Crow with the rebound. Now a three headed home, too strong for Kramer. And the rebound down to Nakia Harston. Long pass in the front court to Reynolds. Emily makes the catch, cut off. Scroggins open for three. Missed it from beyond the college line. And the rebound down to Bree Trimble. She is double teamed on the baseline and fouled with 48.3 seconds for the third quarter. 43-23, St. Joe Ogden. Toppers have scored just 4 points in the quarter. from the opening tap. Hillsboro just didn't have it here tonight. 40 seconds for the quarter. Peyton Crow turns the corner. Kicks out. Open three for St. Joe Ogden, and it's good for Katie Kramer. Five for Kramer. And it's 46-23, 25 seconds for the third quarter. You don't know if it's a factor or not, but it looks like Hillsboro maybe not over that tough defeat last night to Chicago Marshall. Meyer will fire for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by St. Joe Ogden. Now Scroggins gets it loose. She's to the deck. Down low to Harston. Nakaya, no. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. 3 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Dukeman. Long pass, and that's the quarter. A rough quarter for the Toppers. After three quarters here in the 2A third place game, it is St. Joe Ogden 46, Hillsboro 23. We'll come back with the Toppers' final quarter of the season following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Redbird Arena, and Tito's good buddy Greg Sapp standing right behind me getting set for the call of the Totopolis Wooden Shoes. And Greg, I want to put you on here for just a second if you don't mind. Tito, he's at home listening right now, enjoying the Toppers' run to state, but I know he thinks so much of you, Greg, and you can talk to Terry right now if you like.
Hello, Terry. Hi, guys. Hope you're doing better, and we love you, guy, and have been thinking about you much and been much in prayers, and hope the news is better now.
That's exactly right. And, of course, Terry was with the Toppers when they won it in 2006. He was with Nokomis in 98 and 99 when they won it all. That team was honored at the half along with some members of Totopolis.
Yes, absolutely. That 1989 team, that's the second year in a row that Totopolis has had that. And they'll be back next year because they won it 3 years in a row, 88, 89, and 90.
And that's the neat thing when you win it. You get to come back on those even years. And, Greg, what do you see tonight against Marshall? You get that rematch from that tough semifinal loss a year ago.
Well, it's certainly motivation for Totopolis. There's no denying that. Going to have to rebound well because that Marshall team's awfully good around the basket.
That was one of Hillsboro's biggest problems last night, was on the glass. They fought him tooth and nail, led for 28 minutes in that ball game, and I think Hillsboro's had a little bit of a hangover effect here tonight, which is understandable.
Got to be tough bouncing back for a third place game because that isn't the game anybody wants to be in. But how big a thrill is it to be here? And these kids are going to remember this all their lives that they got to play at the state tournament.
And you know, unless you win it, you don't really remember what you finished. It's the experience of being here that they'll remember 10 years, 20 years from now.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Mr. Sapp, thank you for stopping by for a few minutes. I'll let you get ready for your broadcast, sir. Go Shoes tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Hi, Terry.
All right. Greg Sapp with the Totopolis as the Wooden Shoes will look to win the championship here tonight against Chicago Marshall. Fouled on a three-point attempt at getting two out of the three tosses was Hannah Dukeman. That makes it 48-23. Here's Meyer for three. Still can't get one to go this weekend. Rebound out of bounds off of Matouche. Good hustle there, but you can't get possession. We were talking at halftime about the All-Montgomery County starting five, and Terry texted me his. Molly McDowell, Venetia Waterman, Hope Schulte, Abby Brockmeyer, and Sammy Matouche. That will work just fine. That would be a heck of a squad. Crow to Valley, fouled by Meyer, and free throws for St. Joe Ogden. Just a rough night here for Hillsboro all around, but there's going to be nothing to be ashamed about. They have had a great year. They're taking home state hardware, and we'll have the welcome home reception for the Toppers 1:30 tomorrow at the Hillsboro Junior High. Free throw short for Peyton Valley. Sheridan Lyra level check into the ball game, replacing Kylie Meyer. Sheridan was kind of the spokesperson for Hillsboro this weekend. She was the spokesman for them at the IHSA banquet on Thursday night. She got up in front of all the people at the banquet and introduced the Toppers. And then she was on the video board giving the sportsmanship announcer from the Hillsboro perspective. So she's had a fun time this weekend. They called the foul on Matouche, I think, but it should have been on Meyer. Free throw is good for Peyton Valley. She gets one out of two. It's 49-23. Rupert pulls up for three, rattles it down. Aubrey Rupert, her second three of the ball game, makes it 49-26. Now Matush going to be called for the foul as she was bodying up Dukeman up the far sideline. Sammy has 15 points tonight, 13 of them in the first half. She had 12 in the first half last night, then was held to just 4 the rest of the way. Bree Trimble returns for St. Joe Ogden. She will replace Taylor Barnes. 7-13 for our third place game. Totopolis and Chicago Marshall coming up next for the 2A state title. Free throw is good for Dukeman. Dukeman now with 5 points. Second free throw is good. She has 6. She's hit 4 out of 5 free throws here in this fourth quarter. It's 51-26, St. Joe Ogden. Matush on the attack. Pulls up, corner jump shot. Yes, for Sammy Matush, and there it is. 900 points for the season for the great Sammy Matush, the all-time leading scorer in Montgomery County and at Hillsboro High School. Lyra Luck, good hustle. She comes up with the basketball down the sideline. Then the pass slips out of her hand, and it's going to come out of bounds right in front of our broadcast position. It's going to be off of St. Joe Ogden and be Hillsboro ball. Clock is still running, 51-28. There's no running clock in the postseason, but it ran during that stoppage there. Here's a long two for Scroggins. No, kicks out Rupert for 3. Yes, for Aubrey Rupert. Third 3 of the night for Aubrey. It's 51-31. Long pass in the front court to Valley. Leaves it for Crow. Off to Trimble. Layup good. 22 for Bree Trimble. 53-31. St. Joe Ogden in control. They took the lead late in the first quarter and haven't relinquished it. Matush on the right wing. Sammy pulls up for the college 3. Yes, for Sammy Matush. She has 20 on the night. 2,872 for her stellar career. Here comes Crow. Attacks, layup, count it, and the foul. Peyton Crow with 11. The foul will go on Aubrey Rupert. 5:42 for the ball game. Kylie Meyer will check back in, replacing Claire Tester. And Teague might go the rest of the way with his seniors now. What a ride it's been for these Hillsboro seniors. They've been playing ball together since all the way back in the third grade. Free throw rattles out and the rebound down to the Toppers. One state in seventh and eighth grade, and now they wrap up their high school careers here at Redbird Arena. That pass tipped and stolen. Now taken right back by Lyrala. Sammy, 4-3. Yes. 23 for Matush. Sheridan Lyrala having some fun out there. She's already got a couple of steals. Bree Trimble off to Dukeman into the hands of Taylor. 5-13 for the third place game. And Lyrala gets called for the reach in there. Nothing to lose at this point for the Toppers. It's 55-37, St. Joe Ogden. Hillsboro just struggled shooting the basketball and rebounding the basketball here tonight. At the free throw line, McLean Taylor. Free throw good for Taylor. She has 9. Substitution at the table, Katie Kramer checks in. She will replace Dukeman. 56-37, the Spartans of St. Joe Ogden with the lead, and now the Spartans want a timeout. 5:10 for the ball game. St. Joe Ogden 56, Hillsboro 37. We're back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll take two commercials. Tim Eyes back here courtside at Redbird Arena. Toppers will be welcomed home tomorrow afternoon, 1:30. They'll get a police escort into town, and then at the junior high school at 1:30, the welcome home celebration for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who are going to come home with a fourth place trophy here in the 2018-2019 basketball season. And Terry wants to thank all the Toppers for some great basketball memories over the years. And now we're going to have another timeout. I'm not sure why. 5:19 to play. Now, they might have put some time back on after that clock was running. So we have another timeout on the floor. 56-37, St. Joe Ogden leading Hillsboro. We'll come back to Redbird Arena in the Class 2A third-place game following these messages on WSMI. We're ready for basketball again here at Redbird Arena. Just an awesome experience these last several days being at the state tournament with the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. They have had the time of their lives in many, many ways. Not going to go they wanted the way they wanted on the floor, but still memories of a lifetime. Free throw good for Taylor. She now has 10. We're talking about the All-Montgomery County team, which is a who's who among girls basketball players, and we cannot forget about Val Lightshoe. Now, inevitably, when you start talking about the All-Montgomery County team, there's going to be people that have forgotten because there is a long list of great players. You could have a team of 10 and have it be an all-star team. Matush rips it away off the rebound, and now a foul on Sammy. Sammy's still playing hard out there. Such a great kid. So fun to watch. Her attitude's always wonderful. Fiery competitor, though. I was told she doesn't really get nervous, and she confirmed that. And I said, Batik said you get angry. She said, oh, yes. And that's a good attribute for your star player. Free throw is good for Peyton Crow. And Sammy commented to me last night, I mean, there was a lot of Topper fans here. They had four sections jam-packed full, and she said, I maybe heard them once or twice. She just has that laser focus to be able to block everything out and play ball. And boy, does she play it well. Free throw good for Crow. Special way for your career to come to an end. She wanted to end with a W. That's not going to happen, but it will wrap up on Doug Collins Court here at Redbird Arena. Sammy for three. Yes, 26 for Sammy Matush. And the point total rolls on. 4:50 for the ball game. 59-40 St. Joe Ogden. Trimble all the way to the rim. Layup good. 24 for Bree Trimble. Scroggins into the front court. Leaves for Rupert. Aubrey, one dribble. Pull up long two. Left it short. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden. Now it's poked away by Rupert. Off of Trimble. Out of bounds. It'll be Hillsboro ball. 4:32 to play. Scroggins will throw it in off the baseline. Gets it into Meyer. Kylie, 4-3. No, still can't get one to go this weekend. Rebound down to St. Joe Ogden and a block on Sheridan Lirala. That'll send St. Joe Ogden to the free throw line with Hillsboro over the limit into the double bonus. At the free throw line for the Spartans. And the free throw is no good for Katie Kramer. Toppers will get their championship trophy and their medals at the end of the state championship game. That free throw is no good. And the rebound down to Rupert. I say championship trophy, obviously fourth place trophy, but it's all championship hardware when you get here to state. Lirala kicks to Scroggins. Elbow jump shot short for Jade Scroggins. And there's been a lot of that tonight. The Toppers never had their legs this evening as Scroggins comes back with the steal. They played so hard against such an athletically and physical team last night in Chicago Marshall. They just did not have the legs here tonight. A lot of their shots short. They were gassed after the game last night after that really hard defeat. Had they played for the title game, I think energy would have gotten them through. Matush again. She's got 29 here in the third place game. Four threes in the fourth quarter. She's bringing it in her final quarter of high school action. If you're playing for the title game, the adrenaline will get you through. In the third place game, though, the Toppers just couldn't get up. Rupert went for the steal, didn't get it. Can Matush get 30? She's still got 3.5 minutes to get it done. Lirala again jars it loose. Toppers have it on the arrow. Sheridan Lirala, have some fun out there. She has brought the energy for the Toppers here tonight. Substitutions for St. Joe Ogden now. Trimble back in. Dukeman back in at 61-43. Hillsborough's going to have to go on a crazy run if they want to have a chance. Scroggins pulls up, can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around off of St. Joe Ogden. Now it's out of bounds, and it'll belong to Hillsborough. Sammy Matouche claps her hands together underneath the basket and lets out a fiery scream. No quitting these toppers. Never has been, never will be. On the baseline, Matouche. Sammy gets it into Rupert. Aubrey to Meyer. Kylie had trouble with the catch. Now she finds Scroggins at the foul line. Here's Aubrey in the corner for three. Left it short, just grazed the front iron. And the rebound down to Trimble. Stripped away, but Trimble able to get it back. Now she's trapped. Throws it across the floor to McLean Taylor. 3 minutes for the third place game, and now a foul on Meyer as she was in the hip pocket that time of McLean Taylor. 3:03 for the third place game. Taylor, the 5'8 senior, toss is good. 11 now for McLean Taylor. Makes it 62-43. Toppers got outscored 18-4 in the third quarter. That really is what put them behind the eight ball. Free throw missed, but St. Joe Ogden gets the loose ball. Blocked by Matouche, right to Trimble, who puts it up and in. Trimble has 26. Sammy has 29. Here comes Scroggins all the way to the rim. Left-hand layup. Nope. Free throws for Jade Scroggins. 2:49 to play. Chicago Marshall and Totopolis for the 2A championship coming up next here at Redbird Arena. They played a double overtime state semifinal last year, won by Marshall 49-46. Free throws for Scroggins. No. On the first. Jade has not scored here tonight. First trip to the line. Scroggins, the 5'6 senior, gets the second toss. Full court pressure from the toppers. Dukeman gets it into Taylor in the backcourt. McLean Taylor spins away from Meyer. Now comes across the timeline. 64-44 St. Joe Ogden. Bounce pass. Rupert steps in front, comes up with the steal. Aubrey into the front court. She's going to pull up for three. Missed it. And the rebound down to St. Joe Ogden, then off of St. Joe Ogden. It'll belong with Hillsborough. 2:28 to play in the topper season. What a magical run it was all the way to the state tournament for Hillsborough. That great triple overtime win over Plains as Matouche attacks, draws the foul, and she'll have a chance for 30 at the free throw line. A triple overtime win against Plains in the sectional semifinal. Beat Greenville in the sectional final, the only team to beat Greenville all year, and they did it twice. And then a wire-to-wire win against Midwest Central in the super sectional, and they had Chicago Marshall on the ropes last night in the state semifinal. There it is. Sammy has 30 here at the state tournament. 2,882 career points. Second toss. Good. 31 for Matouche, and she has gone over 30 in all but, I think, three of their playoff games. I think it was 29 for in the super sectional. Ball was deflected out off of St. Joe Ogden with the topper pressure, so it'll be Hillsborough ball. 64-46, St. Joe Ogden leading, 2:25 to play. Angela Palmer will check in for the Spartans. Toppers rolling with their seniors here. Out it goes to Matouche into the triple threat. Sammy feeling it. Rises for a three. Tough shot, and it comes up short. Rebound down to Bree Trimble. Trimble's pushed. Winds up on top of the ball. Now we're going to get a jump ball arrow with St. Joe Ogden. Trimble can't believe there wasn't a foul there. She got tripped up, and then she fell right on the basketball. That couldn't have felt good. 2:14 to play. Sideline triggered, almost deflected away by Matouche. She goes crashing into the scorer's table. Trimble attacks, lays it up and in. 28 for Bree Trimble. The All-Staters put it on a show here tonight. Sammy has 31, Trimble with 28. But Trimble's team with the big lead. Scroggins on the attack, count it, and the foul for Jade Scroggins. Her first field goal tonight gets it back to a 20-point game with a minute 58 to play. The T-Town folks are ready to go, and the dozen or so Chicago Marshall fans that are here are ready to go. St. Joe now will bring out Bree Trimble. and McLean Taylor. They will get a nice ovation from their fans as they will rise to their feet. As Brett Teakin has taken out Sammy Matouche, as well as the Topper fans rise to their feet. The great career of Sammy Matouche comes to a close with 31 points in the third place game at the state tournament. Offensive rebound, Harston counted in the foul for Nakaya. Her first field goal, she has three, and she'll have a free throw. So Sammy Matouche winds up with over 900 points in her season. She will wind up career 2,883 points. That is 12th all-time in the state, the most in the history of Montgomery County, the most in the history of Hillsboro High School. What a career, and what a joy it was to watch Sammy over these 4 years. Started every game since she was a freshman. Free throw good for Hurston. She was talked about from the time she was, well, in third grade, but really junior high. There were rumblings about this Sammy Matouche and how good she was and how good could she be. The answer, great on all fronts. Now she will decide where she wants to play her college ball. That ball deflected out off of St. Joe Ogden, and it'll belong to Hillsboro. So on the floor for the Toppers right now, you have Maddie Rupert. Vanessa Compton is on the floor. Haley Major is in the ball game, along with Macy Blankenship and Nakaya Harston. Valuable experience now for these younger Toppers moving into next year. Major's pass tipped away, but Haley able to get it back. Now she's being hounded out near midcourt. Gets it away to Vanessa Compton. Down in the block to Harston. She tracks it down in the corner. Nakaya leaves it for Compton. Down to Blankenship. Tough pass picked up by Harston. Boy, she's tenacious. On the baseline, Harston rises up and knocks it down. Nakaya Harston and Claire Tester will be poised for big years next year for the Toppers. They were big parts of this run to the state tournament. Did the little things on the inside throughout the year for Hillsboro. Final minute of the Topper season. On the attack, L. Armstrong missed it. Rebound down to Harston, lost it to Aaron Miller. And now Miller going to be called for traveling. Harston was all over. 13th turnover on St. Joe Ogden. Sheridan and Lyrilla having some fun down the stretch on the bench. 48 seconds for the ball game. On the wing with Maddie Rupert. Compton leaves it for Blankenship. Off to Major. Haley, 4-3. Missed it short. Harston going to track down the rebound right in front of our broadcast position. Nakaya puts it on the deck. Turns the corner. Lost the handle. Picked up by St. Joe. Half a minute for the third place game. Hillsboro is going to take home fourth place. They'll have a welcome home ceremony tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 at the junior high. Hope we see you there. Come out and support and recognize these young ladies for their amazing accomplishment this year. A trip to state is a big, big deal. On the attack, no, and the rebound down to Haley Major. 7 seconds for the third place game. Major out at midcourt. That pass is tipped and stolen. Barron's layup at the horn. It's good. So the final score will read St. Joe Ogden, 68, Hillsboro, 53. But hats off to the Toppers on a wonderful season. They go 0-2 at the state tournament, but they will bring home state hardware. A fourth-place trophy will go in the trophy case at Hillsboro High School. A great year for the Toppers as the Topper fans will rise and applaud their Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers. Their season will end at 29-7, and, you know, the triple overtime against Plains, the win against Greenville, and even though it was a loss, that state semifinal last night against Chicago Marshall, those to me will be the three games that really stand out for Hillsboro this year. Even in a loss, they showed amazing things last night against Chicago Marshall, leading for 28 minutes last night. And then tonight, they just didn't have it in the legs. There just wasn't much left in the tank. They left it all out on the floor last night and just did not have it here tonight. Sammy Matouche finishes her career with 31 points here in the 2A third place game. As the Toppers head off the floor towards the south end of the floor, they will get their trophy and their medals at the conclusion of the championship game. Not the way Hillsboro wanted their state tournament weekend to go, but memories for a lifetime for Hillsboro here tonight as they walk off the floor here at Redbird Arena for the final time. Fourth place in state for Hillsboro in 2019. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Redbird Arena. Hillsboro assistant coach Bobby Allen joined us here. And Bob, it just wasn't the Toppers' night tonight.
No, we came out a little disconnected and let them get, you know, right at us. And they took the ball the hole a few times. Our defense wasn't even close to what it's been all year, especially in the first half. It's just one of those old adages. When you only play one quarter of basketball, you're not going to win a lot of games.
And I know, Bob, from a coach's perspective, I know you guys don't like to hear it, but to me, it just looked like kind of a hangover from last night and the legs weren't there.
I know the girls were disappointed at losing last night. They were really pumped up before the game and everything else, and there are some things that happened out on the floor that got the girls a little, you know, upset and everything else, and everything kind of just boiled over and it went downhill. And you know, they finally got together in the fourth quarter and played the way the Capers were playing. If we could have put 32 minutes together like that, it would have been a much different ball game. But I don't think anybody, you know, hopefully no Hillsboro fan knows that fourth place in state is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, so. It's pretty darn good. The third quarter is where it got away from you, 18-4 in that third quarter. But it was just tonight, Bob, where the shots weren't going down and had a tough time on the boards tonight.
Well, last two nights on the boards have not been kind to us. And, you know, up until the fourth quarter, we were shooting 9% from three-point range. And, you know, for a team that shoots almost 34% as a team from three-point range, that's not going to be very helpful. So, you know, like I said, we were really only in stride one quarter. And but, you know, it's fourth place in state, so it's a loss like that's a little easier to take than – something during the regular season.
It's a good problem to have. You're taking home state hardware. And Sammy Matouche, I mean, I'm out of things to say about her, Bobby. She's just amazing, phenomenal, and she goes for 31 in her final high school game.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to end your career, you might as well end it, you know, scoring over 30 points. And, I mean, she's done that all postseason, you know, getting close to 30, if not getting 30, except for the defense that Marshall put on her last night. Yeah. But, unfortunately, the ball just wasn't falling for most of our shooters tonight other than her, and so it makes for a tough road to hoe as far as scoring goes because, you know, nobody else is scoring, so Sammy's got to kind of take that burden. And, you know, she had 31, and we ended up with
53.
53 points, and, you know, we got to have a little bit more other girls scoring, either at least close to double figures. I know Aubrey had 9, but most of that came in the fourth quarter, and We just need a little more balance and a little more defense and everything else in the first three quarters. And, you know, I went over and talked to the girls with about a minute 58 left when Teague took them out of the game and told them, I said, you know, I know you're upset with coming out, but you wouldn't be out of this game right now if you play the way you play the fourth quarter for the first 25, 26 minutes. So.
And when you look at Sammy, you've been around high school basketball a long, long time, Bob, and she was – hyped about as much as any local player. I remember being hyped when she was in junior high with the expectations for into high school, and to live up to them and probably even exceed them if that was even possible with what was expected of her coming in, just an amazing career. Just kind of reflect on her career a little bit, and you were around her from a freshman, she was a starter, all the way to her senior year here at Redbird Arena. What a ride.
Well, to have as much pressure as Sammy had on her for 4 years, the things she saw defensively, the pressure from the outside, the pressure, just internal pressure on herself to excel and be the player that everyone else expected her to be, it's really hard to go out and just be yourself. And for her to score almost 2,900 points with all that extra added pressure, and even bigger here at the state tournament level because you got the pressure of, you know, playing in front of a bunch of people, almost your entire hometown. You've got the media pressure. You've got the pressure of trying to help your team win a state tournament and still excel the way she did over the last 4 years. I mean, I know she won 2 regionals her first 2 years, and I know last year did not end the way any of them wanted to end. And for them to come back with basically the same team and go 29-7 is a wonderful turnaround and just reflects on what kind of leader and what kind of person she really is.
She told me she was in tears after the game last season, and I know a lot of the Toppers talked throughout the year unfinished business, and they finished the business by getting to Redbird Arena, and as you said, fourth place in state. There are hundreds of teams that would gladly trade places with the Toppers right now.
Exactly. I don't think any team's going to be upset knowing that there are only three teams in the class that you're in the state that are better than you. And I think on any given night, you know, we're just as good as, you know, at least two of those three teams. So,
and you proved that last night with really taking it to Marshall for three and a half quarters like you did. That proved, if it needed to be proved, it was proved last night that the Toppers are among the elite in Class 2A.
Oh, yeah. We were not unhappy with our performance last night. I know the girls were unhappy with losing, but to Coach Deegan and I, we felt that we came up here and played like we belonged. Yeah. And it wasn't just a fluke that we got up here. No. And, you know, it's not like we played an easy season. We've beaten, 11, 20-win teams along the way. We beat a 30-win team twice.
Yeah.
So it's been a heck of a season. And hopefully the girls within a couple days will understand that. They're hurting right now. And, you know, there's not a lot you can do for them or a lot you can say that's going to change that. But hopefully when they get their trophy and their medals, they'll realize – you know, it'll sink in just how good their season was.
I think we'll see smiles in their faces when they're up there on that podium getting those medals and raising that trophy. And they'll finally have some chances now to kind of sit back and reflect, because since you got here on Thursday, you've been going a mile a minute.
Yeah, it's quite a whirlwind when you get up here. I didn't know what to expect. Teak knew a little bit, and he tried to prepare the girls as much as possible. But I tell you what, it's exhausting. It's exhausting even as a coach, and you're not playing, but – I don't know how the girls do it, because not only do they have to do everything that the IHSA asks of them, they also then have to play 64 minutes of basketball, and then so they're gonna be completely exhausted. I wouldn't blame any of them if they come home after the reception tomorrow and just go to bed and sleep till Monday morning.
might be a good idea. Bobby Allen, thank you for stopping by for a few minutes here, and congratulations on a great season for the Hilltoppers. Fourth place in state. That is awesome.
Thank you very much, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right. Bobby Allen, Hillsborough Topper assistant coach, as Hillsborough finishes fourth in state in 2019. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Redbird Arena following these messages on WSMI. Back here at Redbird Arena, Totopolis and Chicago Marshall on the floor about 10 minutes from tipping off the 2A state title game. Hillsborough season comes to a close. Fourth place in state. They wrap up the year at 29-7. Sammy Matouche finishes with 31 points tonight, 2,883 for her incredible career, and all-stater the last two seasons for Sammy Matouche. Other scoring for the Toppers tonight: 9 points for Aubrey Rupert, 5 for Nakia Harston, 3 for Jade Scroggins, 2 for Macy Blankenship, and 2 for Claire Tester. Want to thank all of our wonderful basketball sponsors throughout this season, and especially through this Hillsborough run to the state tournament. Thanks to all of them. Without our sponsors, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast this evening, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We'll have boys sectional basketball on the air Tuesday night from Altamont, as Nokomis will take on St. Elmo Brownstown. We'll be on the air live at 7 o'clock Tuesday from Altamont, right here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Thanks to Chip Means for producing this third-place game tonight from Redbird Arena. The final one more time: St. Joe Ogden beats Hillsborough 68-53. The Toppers finish fourth in state, and we will welcome them home with a celebration tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 at the high school gymnasium. That is going to wrap up our coverage here from Redbird Arena. Hope you enjoyed the Toppers' road to Redbird Arena as they take home the fourth place trophy in 2019. This is Tim Mize saying so long from Redbird Arena.